This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In these perilous economic times, where do you Wall Streeters go for a place to vent?
Well, right out on the street, on a sidewalk spot, favored by Brooklyn artist Jeffrey Raymond. He'll hand you a magic marker and point you to one of his large portraits of a big-time corporate CEO. Your mission? Sign the portrait, write whatever you want, love or loathing, across the canvas.
And you won't be alone. When news broke last week that Lehman Brothers was bound for bankruptcy, he headed for the investment bank's Manhattan headquarters, and there Jeffrey Raymond stood outside with his painting of the Lehman chief, Richard Fuld. Dozens of people going by, including some Lehman employees, took the chance to scroll down their thoughts.
Marker, sir.
Jeffrey Raymond is back in New York's financial district this week, and he's got another annotated portrait. This one's of Hank Greenberg, the former head of American International Group, or AIG, one of several companies that fell into deep financial trouble recently.
Would you like a marker, sir? If you work for AIG, you get a blue one. If you don't, you get a black one.
Do you work at AIG?
I used to.
Close enough, you get a blue one. You can write anything you want, just don't write on the actual face of the painting.
What about bad words?
You can write anything you want.
Yesterday, around lunchtime, Jeffrey stood with his 5-foot-tall painting and a handful of Sharpies. He smiled a lot and seemed friendly, the sort of guy you might ask for directions on a street corner. He was right across the street from AIG's offices.
And you can see through people, say, 10 or 15 feet into the lobby coming out, and as they focus on what's across the street, they start to get this look of recognition, and then they start to smile, or they start to frown, and then they sort of pause, and then I say, would you like a marker? And they then more or less flee. See her? She's going, whoa, what the hell is that? Would you like a marker, ma'am?
People walking by were curious, but a little timid. When he offered up markers, many looked away. Some said they worried about getting in trouble for signing the piece, even though Jeffrey said they could write anything they wanted, even happy birthday. Well, that was enough to get others to get in.
My name's Paul Brustowitz. I need to write something. Just a quick note. I was saying, please keep sending that pension check. I love the artwork. I think it's great. He's always been the face of AIG. I wonder if we need to buy him coffee now, though.
Jeffrey Raymond started his annotated portraits last year. The first one was of Rupert Murdoch after he bought the Wall Street Journal. Now, Jeffrey's portrait of AIG's Hank Greenberg is up on eBay for $7,500.
And he's already sold his painting of the Lehman Brothers CEO, which went complete with comments like, bloodsuckers, see you at the soup kitchen, and what a day, what a year, what a firm. Still, the artist says he's not anti-Wall Street. Most of his customers work there, he says, or elsewhere in Manhattan's financial district. He says he's just creating a snapshot of these extraordinary times.
And it's not just about the marketplace. He is a public artist listening to what people are saying.
Sarah Palin is next, if you're by popular demand. The number of people that say to me, are you going to paint Sarah Palin? I can't just not do it now because I have to service my clientele.
Jeffrey Raymond is a painter living in Brooklyn.